time now for the nationally syndicated radio show, The World of Lori Zook. And now, here she is, the smart, the sexy, the savvy, Divine Miss C.
And welcome to the show. Now, today, we're going to talk about veterans, specifically veterans in need. And I have with me from New Jersey, George Herberger from RockOurVets.org. Welcome to the show, George.
Hi. Thank you, Laurie.
Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit about this. I want you to give me some background on how and why Rock Our Vets was founded, and then we can talk about what you supply to veterans.
Okay. Well, Rock Our Vets was founded by the legendary musician, Mr. Dave Mason, and a longtime friend of his and of mine, Ted Knapp. They used to actually volunteer for another veteran support group until they learned that some of the offices of that association were taking fairly large salaries, and a lot of the monies that was collected was not going directly to helping veterans. So they decided, sitting around one evening, that they should start their own nonprofit organization, and came up with the name Rock Our Vets, basically because we're starting off with musicians and their fan base to help spread the word. Recently, we've expanded our mission a little bit to include fallen police officers and their families and firefighters. These people fight for our safety and our freedom every day, so we thought it would be good to help support them and their families also.
Okay.
What we do is basically we try to make a veteran's life easier. We supply clothing, food, basic needs to the families also. We do provide laptop computers for returning veterans to help them in their civilian careers or for educational purposes. We are currently looking for corporations who are updating their computers, donate some of their older ones so we can refurbish them.
All right. Now, we also have a special message from Dave Mason himself.
Hi, this is Dave Mason, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and a founding member of Rock Our Vets. Please help us support our military veterans and also the families of fallen law enforcement and firefighters across the country. You know, there is an average rate of 22 veterans per day that take their own lives due to the results of PTSD and over 1,000 calls to the suicide hotline a day from our veterans. Help us to help with making their transition from military to civilian life less of a struggle. We currently have a never-ending gift card drive that allows us to get food, clothing, and basic needs to these men and women that are out on the streets, homeless. We also provide laptop computers to veterans across the country that are returning to school for their educational pursuits or need them to start and manage a business. If your company has laptops that are no longer being used, donate them to Rock Our Vets. We also have some rock and roll memorabilia from myself and many other artists that have stepped up to support these efforts. And it's all available on the website at www.rockourvets.org. Links for everything can be found on the website. And remember, we are an all-volunteer 501c3 foundation. The money donated goes directly to our veterans, and you can actually see the results if you follow us on Facebook. Thank you for your time.
Now, that was a great message. George, tell me, why did you get involved?
Well, actually, Ted Knapp was a longtime friend, out of touch with me for a number of years. But we were Facebook friends, and I noticed his call for assistance online. I contacted him, and he made me aware of the high rate of suicide among our veterans and their homeless rate and their need for basic help. So having not served myself, I felt that I needed to do something to help those that did recently retire to have a little more time on my hands. And, you know, it's just not easy transition to civilian life after you've seen the horrors of war. And I thought that I could try to help make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of sad. I know you're up in New Jersey, I'm down in Florida. You and I have known each other for years, but in both states, I see homeless veterans all the time on the street, you know, begging for money. And it says it gives me a bad message as far as what's happening to our veterans, why the VA is maybe not taking care, and so many of them die per day and per year. It's shameful to me. I mean, do you have that feeling?
Well, yeah, it is shameful, I think. You know, the government has been putting more programs in place recently, but a recent article in the Washington Post highlighted some issues, and I'll just take a couple of things from that article.
Sure.
You know, Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans were recently polled, and they clearly believe that whatever improvements have been made so far are just not enough. There's only 41% of those veterans rated the job that the government is doing as doing a good or excellent job. Well, 56% rated it not so good or poor. I think the government really needs to work more closely with private institutions and nonprofits through community-based programs. After all, our vets are returning to their communities, not to federal agencies. This is where they're having the difficulties finding jobs and housing assistance. Government agencies even need to work together better. The Department of Defense has programs such as their health care reporting that doesn't intermesh with the Veterans Administration's programs. VFW and American Legion halls are there for support, but I believe there are fewer and fewer vets going to those institutions, basically, because I think the age difference of the current members is much different than the age difference of the current vets, and they just feel like they don't belong there.
It's got to be hard. I'm not a military person. I've only known a few military people in my life, but I've read up on it quite a bit. You know, and a lot of these people come back, a lot of these veterans come back, and it's got to be a shocker to come back to the United States. You know, you're no longer with your unit, your cohesive unit. A lot of these people have medical injuries or brain injuries or PTSD. And it seems like, you know, I'm very sad when I see veterans on the street. I mean, I actually do give money when I see veterans on the street, because I just think, why aren't people helping? Why, how can you just pass by somebody? So that's why I admire the fact that Dave Mason and Ted Knapp and you are in this organization. Now, do you operate in every state? Are you nationwide or just in certain states right now?
Well, we are a nationwide 501c3, but we do have many areas where we could use some assistance. You know, we're a fairly new organization, as organizations go, so we do have many open areas. It's really not difficult to donate some of your time and effort. You can do as much or as little as you're comfortable with. I do provide some coverage in Florida. We have some other people in Florida. New England is building a very strong chapter that's going to do very well for us. And, of course, New Jersey is our home base as of now. So that's where most of our efforts are being directed at the moment.
Okay.
But we're open to anyone in any state who is willing to lend a hand.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you more towards the end of the interview about volunteers getting involved. As far as raising money, I looked at your rockourvets.org website, and it's kind of a fun thing, I guess, if you have all these musicians getting together. It looks like you had autographed guitars that people bid on.
Yes, we do.
Can you tell me?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, tell me about that.
We don't really have bidding process at the moment. We're asking for specific amounts of donations for the signed guitars, and we have a range anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 for these guitars. You know, being 100% volunteer, and so none of the monies that we do raise goes to any type of salaries or even rent. We have a donated warehouse space by Anything IT in New Jersey and Fairlawn. So they help us with that. We started spreading the word through the rock and roll community, their artists and their fan base, and we could reach a lot of people at one time from one concert. you multiply that times the amount of artists we have, and we're reaching a lot of folks. Some of the things we have for sale on our website and at concerts of some of these musicians are the signed guitars. We have a couple by Dave Mason, and actually if you go to a Dave Mason concert, he'll sign your guitar in front of you. You get to meet him and have a picture taken with him.
Okay.
And you get to take the guitar home. We have guitars by Mark Fawner of Grand Funk Railroad fame. We have one that's signed by multiple artists, including Little Steven Van Zandt of East Street Band fame, the
okay.
three members of Vanilla Fudge, Gene and Eddie from The Rascals. We have Drumheads and his signed autobiography, Stick It, by Carmen Appice. We have a Fender signed by Dave Mason and some members of Journey and the Doobie Brothers, which is from their most recent tour.
Ooh, that guitar is probably worth a lot of money, right?
That's the $5,000
yeah,
guitar.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have some vintage Dave Mason tour jackets and a number of his first album in multicolored vinyl for those vinyl junkies out there who still love vinyl. And we have, you know, more to come. Every day, Ted Knapp is out there looking for concerts to attend and meet the artists and get some guitar signed for us. Our website also makes it very easy to make donations.
Okay.
You can make donations via PayPal or credit cards or purchase gift cards directly from either ShopRite, Target, Walmart, Walgreens, Acme, or CVS. You could send those gift cards into Rock Our Vets. We also have an opportunity for companies to sponsor printing of our T-shirts. For $500, we could print up 60 T-shirts with their logo on the left-hand sleeve. We'll send them a few shirts for their use.
Okay.
And then these shirts are provided for a $30 donation at the events that we attend. We'll be applying for some grants as we get a little time under our belts. Most grant people want to see you in active for a year. We're just coming up on our first year anniversary next month. You know, my wife Eileen and I work local concerts. We have a little table there explaining what we do and collect funds and hand them in. We also attend Veterans Resource Fairs to help spread the word, and we network with other 501c3s. And just the other day, I came across Amazon Smile, mm-hmm. which is a program that Amazon will donate 0.5% of your purchase to a 501c3 of your choice. And, of course, we hope that is Rock Our Vets.
Right. Let me ask you, when these musicians play, do you have specific concerts for Rock Our Vets, or are the musicians that are volunteering, they bring it up at their own concerts?
Well, I know Dave brings it up during his show, and he makes a point of letting people know that there'll be someone in the lobby, you know, with additional information and a collection jar. It's not mandatory for an artist to do so. When we get support from an artist, we basically tell them, look, if you put our logo on your website, we'll hook up your website on our website so people can see what your tour dates are and such, or if you have a new album coming out. So that cross-promotion works very well and is very effective.
Very good. Now, before we play the theme song for Rock Our Vets, can you tell me about, I'm assuming Dave Mason performed and wrote it?
This is a brand new song that Dave and his longtime guitarist, Johnny Sambatoro, who used to be in the band Firefall, have composed and performed. And yeah, let's give it a listen. It's a great song.
Okay.
Only 19, so young and green. Somebody's son, somebody's dream. Somebody's hero, the women and men that stand and defend a flag that is burning. Don't ever forget the ones laid to rest who fought for our freedom.
Thank you.
For those that don't understand.
Thank you.
For all that you do.
Thank you.
It's your love that protects this land.
So thank you.
For letting us sing a song. Take a stand someday for what you believe in. Let's not disagree, we're just trying to be free, 'cause it's our salvation. Don't ever forget, when you see a vet, just walk up and say it.
Thank you.
For those that don't understand.
Thank you.
For all that you do.
Thank you.
It's your love that protects this land.
So thank you.
For letting us sing a song. You think that by now we'd have figured it. Believe that war is never the answer.
Thank you.
For those that don't understand.
Thank you.
For all that you do.
Thank you.
It's your love that protects this land.
So thank you.
For letting us sing a song.
Beautiful song. I think it drives the point across, you know, just kind of emotional to listen to. I want to talk a little.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of makes me sad and happy at the same time. You know, sad that it's still happening, that there are still homeless veterans, but happy that, you know, people are trying to do something about it and make a change. You know, I was looking through your rockourvets.org site. Now, talk a little bit about what blessing bags are. I saw a picture with all these blessing bags on your site.
Yeah, well, blessing bags are basically plastic bags filled with personal items, soap, shampoo, deodorant, health bars, socks, toothbrush, toothpaste, oatmeal, hot chocolate gum, juice boxes, whatever we can get donated. And basically we have street teams that, in the course of their day, carry these blessing bags around in their cars, and when they see a homeless veteran on the street, we'll stop and give them a blessing bag and some information about Rock Our Vets to let them know that there's people out there who care and can possibly assist them in their time of need.
Right. And it's almost like, it sounds like your volunteers almost have to find the homeless vets because they are homeless. I don't know enough about homelessness. I mean, when they're homeless, are they sometimes in a shelter? Are they just out on the street and they have nowhere to sleep? I mean, and then you have to kind of find them and give them these blessing bags and then hopefully give them some information, right, that can you know, you can help them.
Absolutely. I mean, some veterans do go to shelters. Some veterans do not, just like any other homeless person. Ted Knapp, one of our co-founders, happens to have a business in Jersey City, and a major city of New Jersey, and there are a lot of homeless people there, and sometimes our blessing bags are not restricted to just veterans, you know, just someone in need.
Who's homeless.
Help
yep.
them out a little bit, at least with a blessing bag. That's the least we can do. But a lot of them do announce that they are veterans, and when we see that, we stop and try to give them a little extra attention and give them the information that there are people who care and can help them.
Right. So you really, what you need are companies that can donate things that can help the veterans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do sometimes get very nice donations from sometimes very small companies who deal in these travel size items that we fill the blessing bags with. We've had some success with some of the larger pharmacy stores who were nice enough to donate some products to us. And, you know, we get together whenever we can, and when we have the supply, we make up the bags and divide them up amongst the members, and they carry them around in their car. And
right.
You see someone, and we'll stop and let them know at least that there are people out there who are willing to help and realize that there's a need for assistance.
Now, as far as food, because I read that you also can get food to veterans in emergency situations. First, let me ask, where do you get the food from? Is that also donations, or does your organization go out and buy food? Or?
Well, basically, we try to get everything donated. If there's a food drive, you know, it could be done by a church, a school, a club organization. Can organize a food drive. We basically deal with non-perishables. And just lost my thought for a moment.
No, that's okay. That's right. I can ask you another question, which, clothing for veterans and their families in need. Now, you have a location, you said, in Fairlawn, and it looks like a store so that the veterans can actually come in and get clothing?
That's correct. Yes, we do. We have a never-ending clothing drive for new or lightly used items like jeans, T-shirts, blouses, jackets, gloves. We only take new socks and hats. But we have men, women, and even some children's clothing there. And the families are in need also at times. So we try to provide the full family with clothing if they need it. We also have some household items, even golf clubs.
Wow.
We've had donations. It's not something, homeless veterans going to go out and play a round of golf. But, we take just about anything that we feel could be used.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware. I think it's... some organizations, they'll get donations of anything even if they can't use it, and then they'll list it up on an auction site like eBay. I believe Goodwill does that. They have a site called Shop Goodwill, and it allows them to auction things off so that they're still bringing in money, for their cause. So that might
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, that might be something that could help, because if you get people to donate things you don't need, you can still auction it off on a site or sell it off, and then you have some money to go and get more things. Your organization also provides instruments for veterans in recovery. So let's talk about that. You and I are both musicians, and I know that, music is therapy for a lot of people, and learning to play an instrument is a gift in itself. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we've had a couple of veterans down in Walter Reed. Basically, we have a contact down there, and in talking to our contact, they were mentioning that they thought learning an instrument would be therapeutic, and that was all we needed to hear. So Ted drove down there with some guitars and gave them out to some of the veterans who thought that was a good way of helping them rehabilitate themselves. We also support some other 501c3s, and one of them is Guitars for Vets, who has a program. It's run through VA facilities.
Okay.
And they have a course, and they teach the veteran how to play guitar. And then at the end of the course, they actually do get to keep the guitar. So we also accept donations from instrument companies, especially for guitars or drum heads that we can have signed or give to a veteran for their use.
All right. Well, I don't want you to go anywhere, George. We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we'll be back with George Herberger from rockourvets.org.
Central Payment, your number one credit card merchant service provider in the industry. Providing e-commerce solutions, POS systems, standalone terminals, mobile apps, and much more, call Central Payments James Carner at 813-777-4332. Looking for the lowest rates in the industry and number one customer service? Call Central Payments James Carner at 813-777-4332. That's James Carner, 813-777-4332.
Do you suffer from back, neck, or body pain? Do you suffer from migraines or have jaw or face pain? Has conventional medicine failed you? Were you injured or in an accident? Call chiropractic physician Dr. Dan Maddock at 813-935-1664. Dr. Dan has helped thousands of patients gain relief for more than 30 years. Dr. Dan is caring, gentle, and takes his time with each patient. He's also a past president of the International Craniopathic Society, a special certification of only 300 chiropractors worldwide. Dr. Dan helps patients from the neck up and the neck down. Dr. Dan accepts most insurance plans. Don't continue to live in pain. Call 813-935-1664 today. That's 813-935-1664, and get on track to better health.
And welcome back to the show. I've got with me George Herberger from rockourvets.org, started by Dave Mason and Ted Knapp. And so, George, you know, one of the things I also saw on your website, you give laptops to veterans for their educational pursuits. So tell me a bit about how that works and what the program is.
Well, going back to Anything IT, the company who donates warehouse space to us currently, Ted Knapp works for them, and they're a electronics recycling company. And what they've decided to do is, in some of these computers that are being turned in to be recycled, they're actually still usable. They do need to be refurbished somewhat. We do a Department of Defense scrub on the hard drive, so none of any personal information is left on there. And then there is a program, I'm sorry, I don't recall the name at the moment, Ted is aware of, and we can get Microsoft Office for a ridiculously low price. So we install those on those computers, and then as veterans come forward and let us know of their need, we do require a DD-214 with an honorable discharge and some type of proof of enrollment in an educational program. Or if they're if they need this computer to help them start their own business or work in a business, it's all reviewed on a case by case basis by the board. But we're collecting laptops and we're refurbishing them and giving them to the veterans who need them.
Okay.
So it's working out very well. We have some nice success stories about that. A lot of multiple veterans, even a family of a 19-year serviceman. We gave the two daughters computers to assist them in their schooling. Multiple vets have started their own business with computers that we've given them. We had one vet who was out of a job. A daughter was undergoing chemo. She was in a really tough place. She needed a computer to look for work. She had very little free time, and we gave her a computer. She's doing well now, and as a matter of fact, she volunteers for us when she has any free time.
I think that's great. I mean, if you, one of the things I've learned being with a volunteer organization is that the people that you're helping, if you just ask them the simple question, if we help you, would you help others? Sort of the pay it forward scenario. I always found that worked really well.
You know, we found we don't even have to ask.
That's better.
It's amazing how you, when you help, I have a story I'll tell you. Well, I consider a success story.
Okay.
We had a veteran call us in a recent heat wave asking for a fan. I mean, how simple can a request is that? So Ted got this call. It happened to be a day that was over 100 degrees in New Jersey, and said, you know what? We can bring you an air conditioner. And he said, no, please don't. I cannot afford the electric bill for an air conditioner. So we offered to pay the two hottest months of the year, his electric bill, and he refused. He said, no, I do not want to take anything away from another veteran.
Wow.
He said, that would be too much. So we bought him two fans. but he refused the air conditioner because of the expense of the bill and would not take the money for us to help him pay that bill because he felt that it could be used elsewhere to help another veteran.
And that's kindness, I think.
We have another story that a veteran's family was just moved into their first little apartment. They didn't have any type of furniture. We put the word out. We had a veteran donate almost an entire apartment worth of furniture and the moving truck. So it's amazing. Veterans help veterans.
Right.
More than you would know. And we haven't had to ask anyone that we provide assistance to provide assistance to someone else. They just automatically do it.
Right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Like I said, that's kind. That to me is kindness. And that's something I wish a lot more people would show, you know, because you can help a lot of people.
We could use a little bit more of that around now.
Now, you also do suicide awareness and prevention, and so it said on your site, 49,933 veterans slept in the street last night, and some of them died. Now, to me, that's a staggering statistic, and I'm sure that's why you do post a suicide hotline on your homepage. Maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, because that's 49,000, almost 50,000 people that are veterans slept on the street. That's outrageous is the word that comes to mind.
Unacceptable comes to mind for me too. Yeah. You know, the suicide hotline is a Veterans Administration supplied service for veterans who need help. Rock Our Vets works with professionals in that industry to connect them to counseling for someone who's qualified to work with them. We are not qualified to work with people who are contemplating suicide, but we can connect them to people who can help them. You know, on an average, between 20 and 22 veterans take their life daily. Now, since Vietnam, we've lost more veterans to suicide than soldiers lost in battle.
That's
mind-boggling.
That is. That's why I said staggering. I mean, I'm sort of off topic here, but I question why people, you know, why young people at this point, why do they want to go into the military? Okay, I mean, you think of the answers up front. They might get a good education. Yes, they might go to war. Some of them are patriotic, and those are all good reasons. But I look at the back end part of that, and so after, let's assuming that they are honorably discharged, and maybe, you know, they've been overseas, and it's a totally different lifestyle that the majority of us who are not veterans won't even understand. And then they come back, and yet you see all these homeless veterans. I have a difficult time understanding the motivation for going into the military to begin with. Am I sort of making my point? Because I find it sad.
You are. Yeah. You know, I think it's only 1% of the population that volunteers to be in the armed forces these days. And there was a quote. I'm sorry, I just read it yesterday. I don't know if it was George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, someone back in that time, made a statement about the incentive for people to join the military is based on what happens to those veterans when they return. And we're not showing our best face here in this situation. In my opinion.
Right. And I don't know what happened way back in that time. I don't know enough about history you know, to say, was there any type of programs when veterans came back? But I don't think it is the way it is today, or it has been anyway since Vietnam. And so when you have these people that come back, you know, with PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, if you've seen films like American Sniper, you know, where the guy came back and you could see the stress. You're used to dealing with one thing. I can't imagine coming back from war and seeing action and then coming back to the United States and every loud noise would make me jump going, oh, my God, am I going to be shot? What is that? And then that turns into people who are, you know, depressed or they have brain injuries and they can't work. And now what are we as a nation doing to help, not just the government, but as people, what are we doing to help those? I mean, obviously you have Rock Our Vets and there are plenty of good organizations. But if you're a homeless veteran, how do you even find those organizations? You know, it kind of leads it around on a hamster wheel there.
Well, that's true. I mean, and it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, if you're homeless, you don't really have a laptop sitting on your lap where you can do the research. Yes, you can go to a public library and use a computer there, which is something I recommend. Even contacting us, I mean, we have a phone number. You can write to us with snail mail, but we have Facebook and emails. And homeless veterans, unless they do go to a public facility, don't even have those items available to them. So
So you know,
it's challenging. So this is one of the reasons why we go out and we look for veterans. In our daily lives, just doing what we do, we run across people in need. And, you know, I have a little saying that I use when I post things on Facebook and stuff, and it's just giving feels good, you know, feel good today.
Right, right. Well, did you ever see the movie Pay It Forward?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And, you know, and sort of the premise from the little boy was to do things and spread it out three times so it became exponential. But you want to do something for others without expecting something back. It's not I do you a favor, you do me a favor. It's I do good things or random acts of kindness. I do random acts of kindness just out of the kindness in my heart to help somebody else with no expectation back. And I think if more people stepped up and thought that way, rather than it's all about me, what's in it for me, what are you going to do for me? And so I look at society nowadays, and especially I'm older, you know, I don't know that necessarily the younger generation in general, not specifically, feels that way. You know, and that's kind of disappointing to me.
It should be disappointing to everyone. I happen to know some young people who are totally opposite that, who couldn't give more. They tried, but I guess that's because I'm involved in such a situation here where, you know, we're 100% volunteer. Nobody makes any money. You know, we do, Eileen and I do some local shows. We did, I'm sure you're aware of,
right,
when you used to live in New Jersey, the Camp Jefferson shows with Art Benito.
Just saw him,
and, we did a couple of those shows, and, you know, veterans came up to our table and maybe put in $20 in or $10, whatever, into the donation jar and said, well, where did you serve? I have to look at them and say, I didn't serve.
Right.
And says, well, and you're doing this? I said, well, yes, I'm retired now, and not that I was really looking for something to do. It kind of came about because of, you know, Ted's call for assistance. And we got involved, and I find it very rewarding to hear these stories that, you know, Ted is very active in meeting people in Walter Reed, finding people on the street because of his job location, and there happen to be a lot of homeless veterans in that area. There are not a lot of homeless veterans in my neighborhood. But as a matter of fact, we just drove down to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and we met a couple on the road, and I didn't have blessing bags with me, but I gave them our information and I gave them some money to help them have a lunch or whatever they needed. And very, very grateful for that. And it made my day.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think maybe another option for you might be the high schools or the colleges where they have music programs, where maybe they have, you know, the kids.
Absolutely, high school, college, yeah,
right.
Sure. I mean, there's
a lot of work to do.
There's a plethora of people who can help, you know. It's really not that difficult to do. And as I said, you could do as much or as little as you please. There are no requirements, basically. Just that monies you collect goes to the foundation. And also what we're trying to do is, of course, all the monies have to go through the main office. But money collected in an area, we want to put back into that area. So say Tampa area had a fundraiser and raised X amount of dollars, gave it to the main office. The main office would then look for people or programs within the Tampa area to put that money back into that area.
I gotcha. I think that's a good way to do it. And now you had mentioned you give support for veterans who own businesses and operate businesses. So if they're already started, maybe they need like a little bit of extra help. That's kind of where you can step in and assist them.
Sometimes if someone wants to start a plumbing business, for instance, they need tools. They may not have all the tools. They may need a specialty product that costs a lot of money or just something that they can't afford, or starting their own business from scratch, whatever it may be. You need a computer these days, you know.
Right.
It's very difficult to run a business without a computer. So these are the things that we try to do to help people along.
Now, if veterans contact you through your website or through your Facebook page, they basically just say, help, I'm a veteran, I need help with whatever, and then you have how do your volunteers, you know, who gets those messages, and how do they, give me the process.
Well, the messages go into the main office. Right now, Ted is basically handling those requests single-handedly. Which is a job in itself. He has a regular job also. He does travels with Dave Mason and attends a lot of shows on his own dime. And but most of these requests are handled through Ted. You know, every once in a while you get the person that says, oh, I only need the money. And we're like, well, we're really not just a cash cow here. If you need food, we'll get you gift cards to ShopRite, you know, so you can go and get some food. There's always people who are trying to play the system, but
yep.
We do interviews, and you know, we do require documentation to get a laptop. You're just not going to walk into the office and be handed a laptop. So it is a daunting task, but again, Ted is wholeheartedly into this, and so are just about all the members of Rock Our Vets.
Now, musicians that want to get involved, obviously Dave Mason, being a famous musician, knows a lot of musicians, but if someone's listening to our show, they can just contact you if they want to get involved directly in helping?
Actually, all they have to do is contact us and offer their help. You know, an announcement at their concert would help. Having someone in the lobby, of course, collecting donations would be awesome. Sometimes there's a Rock Our Vets volunteer who's able to go to the show and hang out in the lobby and provide literature and collect some funds there that would help. A band can provide memorabilia. That's probably the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
And in turn, as I mentioned before, we do promote the musicians who help our cause by posting their tour schedule with their websites. And the cross-promoting, as I mentioned, is easy and effective. And, of course, we take donations from equipment manufacturers. Again, I know I'm repeating myself, but
no, you're welcome
to
do that. Yeah.
Point clear that we will take donations of guitars. They don't have to come from equipment manufacturers. They can come from individuals. You know, most guitarists collect guitars. The funniest cartoon I saw recently was a woman asking her husband, well, you bought the new guitar. Which one are you going to get rid of? And the husband just was laughing because you don't get rid of guitars, you just get more.
That's
know?
Right, George. My other half has a room full of guitars. I know exactly what you're talking about. None of them are leaving.
Right. I did see another really funny cartoon that I liked in a music store. There was the husband is looking at a guitar, and it's that behind every musician buying a guitar, there's a wife rolling her eyes.
And, right.
Sure enough, that happened to me the one day when Aileen was reading that cartoon. I was looking to buy a guitar, and she was rolling her eyes.
Yeah. I can imagine that look. Yep. So people that want to volunteer, let me ask you first, how many volunteers are in your organization right now? Any idea?
We're only about 25.
Okay.
At this point in time. But we've raised a tremendous amount of money, and we're doing a tremendous amount of good. And we could use as many people as want to volunteer. Again, all they need to do is contact us. We need self-starters. You know, we need people who feel the need to help and really just need a little direction to get the ball rolling. You know, organizing clothing and food drives are really not that difficult. Soliciting or collecting donations is not difficult at all. Making up the blessing bags takes a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give one to a veteran on the street, it's very rewarding.
Yep.
And as I mentioned before, it's a great project for a school, religious, or a club organization to take on an activity as a project. It could be a one-time thing. It can be an ongoing thing. I'm selling a home in New Jersey, and my realtor just found out that I was doing this interview today and says, oh, we take on projects all the time. I'm bringing this up at our next meeting. I think it's a wonderful cause.
It's word of mouth, right?
Anyone can help, and in any way, shape, or form, we accept all help.
That's good. I mean, you need donations. You could use volunteers. You know, people want to donate guitars, laptops, anything to really help. People can contact you. Do you want to give out a phone number, an email? You know, I know the website is rockourvets.org.
Sure. All right. Our website is www.rockourvets.org. Our main phone number is 732-674-2860. We have an email address of info@rockourvets.org. And our Facebook page is a good place to, you know, like us on Facebook. And we post a lot of success stories on there and events that we're attending, or concerts, and, you know, Facebook is pretty popular these days.
Right.
Of course, some of the other programs that I'm really not very savvy on, so.
Same here.
Twitter and stuff like that. Yep. I don't really do, so.
Well, that's where I saw you, George, you were in my news feed coming, Rock Our Vets. I went, what is this? It looks like a good, interesting story for our listeners, something where people can help. I know that you also post resources that are available for veterans on your site, too, which I think is important. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about Rock Our Vets?
Well, I would like to mention something about the resources.
Sure.
You know, we partner with some other nonprofit organizations. We have one that assists in retrofitting homes for returning disabled veterans, installing ramps, grab bars, etc. We have another 501c3 who helps provide computer training. You know, we give a veteran a computer, they need some training.
Right.
So we have a nonprofit that does that. We do, we are hooked up with one for music therapy, guitars for vets, and we support them by either paying for a vet to take a course, or donating instruments. On our website, we provide links to the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans. It's a hotline for homeless veterans or veterans at risk of homelessness, and that's 24/7 access to trained counselors. Of course, the suicide hotline is on all our literature and all our web pages. We do offer links also to VFW and American Legion. You know, they're still viable organizations to provide assistance to veterans. So we have links there, and we also do have a link to the National Archive for retrieving service records or replacing medals or awards and copies of the DD-214.
Right.
You know, a little effort goes a long way to someone in need. So I really have to ask that people help support people who fought for our freedom, and my little slogan is giving feels good, feel good today. So
I like it. I like it. Yep.
We would love any help that anyone can provide. And I thank you very much for the opportunity to help spread the word and keep rocking. And by the way, if someone wants to contact us via snail mail, which is still available, where our address is 12-45 River Road, Suite 300, in Fairlawn, that's two words, New Jersey, 07410.
Great. I want to thank you, George, for joining me. Thank Dave Mason for making that special message for us. And what we're going to do is we're going to go out with your Rock Our Vets song. And join us next week on the World of Lori Zook.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Only 19, so young and green. Somebody's son, somebody's dream. Somebody's hero. The women and men that stand and defend a flag that is burning. Don't ever forget the ones laid to rest who fought for our freedom.
Hi, this is Dave Mason, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and a founding member of Rock Our Vets. Please help us support our military veterans and also the families of fallen law enforcement and firefighters across the country. You know, there is an average rate of 22 veterans per day that take their own lives due to the results of PTSD and over 1,000 calls to the suicide hotline a day from our veterans. Help us to help with making their transition from military to civilian life less of a struggle. We currently have a never-ending gift card drive that allows us to get food, clothing, and basic needs to these men and women that are out on the streets, homeless. We also provide laptop computers to veterans across the country that are returning to school for their educational pursuits or need them to start and manage a business. If your company has laptops that are no longer being used, donate them to Rock Our Vets. We also have some rock and roll memorabilia from myself and many other artists that have stepped up to support these efforts. And it is all available on the website at www.rockourvets.org. Links for everything can be found on the website. And remember, we are an all-volunteer 501c3 foundation. The money donated goes directly to our veterans, and you can actually see the results if you follow us on Facebook. Thank you for your time.